So, Paul, so your truck's still in evidence, is that right?
Yes, I still have it 2.5 years later.
And why do you think they're targeting you? Why do you think they haven't just let it go?
I really unsure, besides the fact that it made a big statement on the day. Yeah, I think also if they're successful with what they're doing with me, next time people want to stand up for what they believe in, who's going to do that? Because they'll be all too afraid.
On the 12th of February 2022, almost 2.5 years ago, we witnessed police escorting a truck to the stage area of the convoy to Canberra, who were in the capital to protest the ongoing COVID insanity when police suddenly turned on the truck, smashing the windows and later arresting the driver, Paul. Paul was locked up for 2 days, released on bail, facing six charges, including two counts of driving at police and furious reckless driving. It sounds like a joke, but if he's found guilty on all counts, Paul faces up to 40 years in jail. His hearing is finally scheduled for a 2 week trial in the ACT Supreme Court, commencing on the 24th of this month. Paul and his brother Michael join me now. Guys, thanks for coming on. It's insane that 2.5 years later, you're facing such serious charges in prison time for essentially what sounds like traffic offences. Firstly, how are you holding up?
It's definitely been a very difficult and long journey. You're kind of a bit in limbo, and your life gets put on hold. I'm not sure, which is worse, but just the fact that your life's in limbo for 2.5 years, and you can't really move on. It's definitely a difficult situation.
Well, the process is often the punishment for what seemed like in the footage to be following orders. It was all calm. Police were marching you through, and then boom, we're seeing in this new footage really smashing in that window to what was clearly somebody who wasn't ready. Michael, how has it been for you, and what are you expecting to happen this month?
Yeah, it's been an interesting experience, I'll give it that much. It just consumes so much of your life trying to get some common sense out of the whole situation, which is just quite absurd that, there was a couple hundred thousand people or whatever number you want to put on it down there. As everyone can see, it didn't cause any damage, was managing to navigate a fairly big, heavy vehicle through a very large parade or whatever you want to call it of people. Yeah, there was he was doing it quite safely as well, and everybody was there has said the same thing.
Let me just show you something that happened a few hours later in Canberra.
Oh, did you see that?
A maniac.
Yeah. So get the f out of Canberra because there are a lot of us.
Good.
Yeah.
You're a maniac.
Oh!
I'm so sorry, Emma. I'm so sorry. You f idiot. You are f.
So in that footage there, you could see the intent was clear. She was there to cause harm and damage and had zero care for anyone around her. In fact, she wanted to hurt them. And she was charged with something minor and got off lightly. Why do you think in that case, in the same capital city, only hours apart, one without intent to cause harm to anyone following police orders, the other directly going to target their victims and causing serious damage, got off lightly? Can you explain it to me?
If I could explain that, I'd be a fairly big genius because I don't think anyone can explain that, to be honest. It's just obviously two rules, clearly for two different groups of people. And yeah, they get targeted. There was a couple of other people arrested, but the police were generally trying to antagonize the crowd and cause irritation. And yeah, so who knows? But on the other hand, that other person was trying to cause grief to people for no good reason.
Well, I understand later she was then mocking it even further, laughing how she got a new car, raising money through her OnlyFans account. Paul, that must hurt to watch that, to see someone who's clearly out there to cause harm, to break the law, and then to get off essentially scot-free, mocking everyone, laughing at her victims, saying how she managed to raise the new funds for a brand new car through her OnlyFans, whilst you almost lost your truck.
That's a good point, actually. I mean, that's essentially, she profited from essentially a criminal act, if you want to put it that way. He's arguably didn't even commit a criminal act of any sort, and yet he's had his $200,000 truck confiscated for almost two and a half years. They've tried to sell it on him. They're trying to never return it. Like, the confiscation is to seize it to the state, is what they're trying to do. Or else they've just done it so that to hamstring him, because they know that he's on a pension and that was his only asset. Seem to use those sorts of things as a bit of a game to tie up his potential funds to fund his defence anyway. So
Paul, so your truck's still in evidence, is that right?
Yes, I still have it 2.5 years later.
And why do you think they're targeting you? Why do you think they haven't just let it go?
I really unsure, besides the fact that it made a big statement on the day. Yeah, I think also if they're successful with what they're doing with me, next time people want to stand up for what they believe in, who's going to do that? Because they'll be all too afraid.
And how are you feeling about your case? Are you confident?
Well, I guess I feel like I know what's right, and but yeah, I guess am I confident in the system? That's another sort of question. With what I've seen over the past 2.5 years, it's very questionable.
Yeah, I get it. Well, we'll cover your case the whole time. You know, the people that have been watching this story closely over the last now 2.5 years. Where can people keep up to date and support you in your current battle?
Yeah, there's two different websites you can go to. One is freedomtruck.au. So just freedomtruck.au. That goes straight through to the fundraising page that's running for him. We're about halfway towards the funds that we need to be able to fund a reasonable defence at trial. The other website that has a bit more details and access links through to the Facebook page and everything is convoytocanberra.com. We'll get you there.
Paul, what's your message to people who have kind of forgotten about the COVID era and the kind of lengths the state went to shut down any sort of dissent?
Well, I guess from a historical point of view, if we saw what they did a few years ago, they're only going to keep trying to take and take and take. So unfortunately, they really just gave us a view of the future if people let things go.
It's certainly a warning. Final messages to the public now. Michael?
Yeah, just like to thank everyone, obviously, for their support. And please keep sharing amongst your friends and colleagues and circle of influence. Unfortunately, he's sort of, about the last person one of the last people still being targeted from that whole event. As we know, a massive number of people from all walks of life in Australia went there. Unfortunately, only a couple of people got targeted over it, and he's one of the unfortunate ones that's still going through the rigors of trying to get some common sense and hopefully some freedom back.
Thank you for standing up back then, and sorry for what you're going through now. And I promise you that we at Rebel, we will follow your story through all the way to the end. Thanks for your time tonight and good luck on the 24th. If you think it's important for the world to know what's still happening in the name of health, make sure to like, comment, but most importantly, share it far and wide, because the mainstream media has gone radio silent. And maybe you, just like me, we've moved on, because for us, the crazy days where they were doing this for our health, to protect us from ourselves, well, they're long gone. But for Michael and Paul, They've been living this nightmare for 2.5 years. So it's up to you guys to let the world know what's still happening. And then head over to fightthefiance.com.au. Check out the other cases that are still happening across the country. Fightthefiance.com.au will keep you up to date with Paul's case and the others across our country. Fightthefiance.com.au. Check it out.